God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another Zoom fellowship. And God is really at work, and it's nice to meet you, John, and it's great to see Dylan back on again. And I know God's going to bring and Eustace, and it's nice to see you here, Zara, and there'll be more people joining on as we continue. We're at the beginning of a new year, so sometimes it might seem a little bit slow when we begin. When we start back off, obviously you've got weather conditions, you've got money situations, because obviously people spend a lot of money, or majority of people spend a lot of money, especially in the world, and waste it, you know, or buy too much because they want to please everybody else. I know, we've been there. We've done it, haven't we, Doris? We've worn the t-shirt on those things, but you learn your lessons as you grow. But God is really good. He gives us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And so probably starting back in this new year, you know, God is with you. He loves you, and he's got great things for you, and he wants you hot on it. You know, start as you mean to go on. I said this the last couple of fellowships. You know, if you want to be abundant, then, you know, you start with the honoring God. The honoring God is for your prosperity. God designed it for you to give so that you can receive some more. And he wants you to give from your heart to him, and he's done it so that he can multiply your seed sown. It's for your living, it's for your prosperity. God's a God of increase, not decrease. You know, he'll increase you. And if you steward your money right, if you put your money to work for you, that your money is a servant to you, and you're not a servant to money, then you can really abound in the financial area. And God wants you to be there, because if you look at most Christendom, a lot of them ain't got a lot. And God didn't design it like that. God wants us to have an abundant life in every area, not just mentally and spiritually. You know, we can all pray, and we can all speak in tongues, and we can all do the physical things. But when it comes to your money, you hold on tight to that. That's why you stay struggling. That's why your debts build up. And there's always an excuse not to give too much. But, you know, any farmer will tell you, if he's got a big barrel of seed and he's got the land to sow it, and he'll sow the lot, because he's going to get a bigger harvest back in the time of harvest. And then he'll take some seed from that harvest and put it aside for the next cycle of sowing. And so there's a rhythm of sowing and reaping. A lot of people eat their seed. The money that God's blessed them with to multiply them with, they eat. You know, God gives bread for your food, and he gives you seed to sow. The bread for your food is your basic need to live. It'll always meet you at the basic level, but it'll always give you something so that you can be blessed and that you can have something multiplied. You know, see, like with God, he doesn't need your money, by the way. He needs your heart. And he needs your trust. You know, where you put your trust, you put your trust in uncertain riches, or you put it in the living God? You put it in the wife, or in the husband, or in the partners? No, you do what God shows you to do. And people need to get some boldness in this area. Need to step out in a bit of faith. Need to trust God more. If you want to prove your faith, prove it in that area. It begins there. Honoring God is very, very big. And I'll always shout about it, and I'll always speak about it, because it took me years to learn that myself. But when I started to get it and started to, you know, it had to be told to me many times, a little bit thick. I told you I'm a slow learner. But once I started to get in the rhythm and flow, then the rhythm and flow of the finances came to me. And then God was able to bless me so I could be a blessing, right? Because you can't be stingy. If you're a believer, you cannot be stingy, mingy. That's what we call someone stingy over here, stingy, mingy. Like, you know, you can't be stingy. You've got to be liberal. God loves a liberal giver. There's he that withholds seed, but it tends to poverty, it says in Proverbs. And there's he that scattereth, which tends to prosperity, the blessings. So anyone, wherever you are, this is the beginning of the physical senses year, January, right? I'll challenge you. Wherever you are now financially, start sowing your seed with heart, with devotion, with love unto God. And you watch yourself prosper through the year, because that's what God wants you to do. But you need to start giving. Whatever area or country you come from, you might say, brother, well, I'm here in Africa, and it's just everyone's poor, everyone's, you know, looking for food and stuff. But God's looking for givers with what he's already given you, just the little bit that you've got. He'll give you something you can give, and that's what he multiplies. I'll give you a quick example of that as it comes to my mind. When Elijah was sent to Zarephath, to a little old woman, widow woman, and it was a famine, and she had a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil left, and she was going to use the last of her meal and the last of her oil to make a little cake for her and her son to eat it, and then die, because they have no other resources. But God always comes through, and God sent the man of God, Elijah. He was a man of God, and he spoke for God. A man of God has the Spirit of God on him, or now, today, in him, or a woman of God. And he said to me, listen, he said, you make me a cake and bring it to me first, and your meal and your oil will not run out. Now, this is a man of God speaking. So God is going to back up that man of God's words. God was energizing these words within Elijah, because God already told Elijah, I've instructed a widow woman there to feed you. So when the woman kind of fell in line with what was spoken, she made the cake, she gave it to Elijah, and through that whole famine, the meal didn't run out, the oil didn't run out, because God is faithful. There was another little widow woman in Elisha's time, I believe, and her husband was a prophet, and he died, and this woman fell into debt, and the creditors come and took her two sons to pay off this debt, and so she got herself ready, and she went to see the man of God, and he said, is everything all right? She says, all is well, and then she told him what was going on. And he says, no, I want you to go and borrow as many pots and pans as you can. So she went back home, and before her son had been gone, they all went and collected all the pots and pans they could get, and she had a little bit of oil. That little bit of oil. See, the thing is, she had to give for it to be multiplied, and she was told to pour that oil until it stops pouring. And so she started to fill the pans, and it kept pouring and pouring and pouring. She said, bring me more pans. They said, we've got all the pans we could find. So when that was done, then she had to stop pouring, because they had nothing else to put it in. And then she went and told the man of God. And then she had some more instruction. Yes, instructions. She was told what to do. If she wanted to get blessed, she had to listen. She had to pay attention. She had to be obedient from the heart. She had to be humble and meek. And what did he say? He said, now go and get all the oil and sell it. Pay off your creditors and live off the rest. And she would have had an abundance. She would have been able to pay her debts off and have great abundance to keep her going. And her two sons, and so she didn't lose anything. But it cost you something. It cost her something. It cost her faith. It cost her to give something of what she had, the little of what she had. Don't you get it? Isn't that very much clear for you? If you've got little, you need to give so that God can bless and multiply it. It's very, very simple. You cannot get no clearer and simple as that. And it takes a bit of faith with it. You've got to have some faith with it. You know, because your money ain't that precious, by the way, but God is precious. His words are precious. His words are seed. See, even the words that are spoken are seed. See, what I'm saying now, if it's going into the good heart of the soul of your heart, if you've got a good heart, that means it's good ground. And I'm sowing the heavenly words right now into your heart. Now, if you're humble, you'll be able to receive it. See, these heavenly words remove the stony places. It takes out the lumps and the bumps. It gets the ground ready. Because it has, you know, the fallow ground needs to be plowed. It needs to be prepared so that new seed could go in for things to grow. So you can't give with your carnal mind. You've got to give with your heart. And you've got to be generous in your giving. God loves a cheerful giver. I read it last week in 2 Corinthians 9. Not a stingy one. He loves a cheerful giver, hilarious giver. In other words, you can, you know, a hilarious giver is one that scatters. It's like throws it, boom, bang, there you go. Not like, well, okay, let me count the pennies a minute. Well, one for you, and a little bit for you, one for me, and none for you. No. We've got to get rid of this carnal thinking. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God has provided everything for us. And he's shown us how to get what we need. You know, and when you talk about how well you're doing financially, you give like a minimum, it don't say much for you, you know, because that'll soon dry up. You need to give in proportion to how you receive, and bigger. That's the true heart of this giving. Get things in balance. Don't just throw caution to the wind. God's given you a heart and a mind to use. He's given you his word so that you can see and weigh up. Now it's the heart. That's what God's looking upon, baby. He's looking upon your heart, not how much scriptures you know, not how much money you've got or give. What's in your heart? And what you give is the reflection of your heart. Can you see that? So this is for your benefit. See, now, for me, I'm the minister. So people think, yeah, he's going on because he wants loads of money. Listen, I'm going to get blessed because I honor God myself, right? I'm getting blessed because I honor God. Now, you may be honoring God and giving it to me as a minister, but you're giving it to God. God is full. He's not mocked. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. We're not to withhold that which is due, it says. I'm sharing these things for your benefit, for your blessing, for your encouragement, for your enrichment, for your enjoyment. Don't get tricked out by the devil. Don't get tricked out by your circumstance. God will always give you seed to sow. No excuses anywhere. And he can get you out of debt. And he can put you over and above. If you waste your money and give it to people that don't need it, that's your problem. If you waste your money and give it to where you shouldn't be sowing, that's your problem. Because God will show you where to sow. He told Isaac in a famine, Isaac, don't go into Egypt where everybody else is going. But you stay here in this famine land where the land is barren. And I want you to sow in this ground. Crazy. But because God said it, he obeyed. And because he obeyed, God multiplied every seed 100 times, making them very prosperous, very rich. Go and read the record yourself. God told him to sow into a barren land. A barren land doesn't produce. But God says, you sow your seed. Because God wanted to show, look, I'm your sufficiency. You obey my voice. Even today, we're in the age of grace, you still obey God's voice in these. And I'll multiply your seed sown. I'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. And God made Isaac very, very rich. If God didn't want you to be prosperous, he wouldn't have shown these records in the scriptures. He wouldn't have made him rich. And God says, don't try and think you can outsmart me. Don't withhold what's due to God. Because God has already told you what you should give, and you haven't done it. And God says, now do it. Then you'll get the blessing. Because the just shall live by faith, not by sight. Living by sight is weighing it all up. Well, you know, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And, oh, well, Joe Brock's over there needs it more than God. Oh, a little person over it. No. Let's get the first things first straight. My God's blessed me. Why? Because I sow my seed, and I don't withhold my seed. I don't keep anything back. I give with a full heart. Because why? It come from God in the first place. It's his money. Everything that you have belongs to God. You know that. Even the breath that you're breathing. Your life is not your own. It belongs to God. Now you can take this as an encouragement or a reproof or whatever way it's hitting your heart. But you need to be honest with your giving. You need to be honest of how you utilize your money. Not to me. I'm not your bank manager. But God is. He knows what you're doing. He knows if you're doing it dishonestly or honestly. You've got to be free and honest in your heart with what you're doing. Then that's what he blesses. And God says, now listen, hearken up. Get this first thing first right. It starts with the honoring God for the word over the world. Seriously, it starts there. It's an indication to everything that we're doing. Because if you can't do that with heart, you're not going to do the other things with heart. Everybody likes to do that. Oh, I can speak in tongues. It doesn't cost me anything, does it? Shala karyanda, 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 karyanda. I can pray. Oh, Lord, please help me. I'm struggling today. Bless me. Give me peace in my heart. We can all do that. We can all pray, which is a good thing to do, right? We can all do that. That's easy. It doesn't cost you nothing, does it? Just a little bit of time there, maybe, which you've taken out of your day, and you probably don't want to go work anyway, so that little bit of time is a blessing to you. You know, we can all fellowship. We can all pick up the phone real easy. Just put it on loudspeaker now, and oh, God bless you. Yeah, it's great. God is at work. Wonderful. We can all think that we're doing the work of God, but we're not. We're being hypocrites. Because if you can't do that first thing, you're hypocrites. God's really put this in my heart big time. And this is touching someone's heart big. I know it is. See, at the end of the day, if you want to move with God, you've got to be clean and honest in what you're doing. You can't mess around. You can't mess about at this. This is real life. So it starts there with the honoring God. Whether you like it or not, whether you think I'm after your money or not, that's where it starts. It's the precursor for everything else happening. God causes all grace to abound towards you. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to know what you're doing. And he wants you to understand what you're doing. Like this fellowship is for serious people now. We're not messing about here. We're walking with God. We're not perfect. We don't know everything. But we are moving in the right direction. And my job is to feed you good food. And to give you the right thing and straight things as well. So honoring God is where it starts. Speak in tongues. When someone first gets born again, you get them to speak in tongues. If you're already born again, still get them to speak in tongues much in their private life. Then we get people to speak by the Spirit, the heavenly fresh bread from God, the rhema words. We get people to speak that, not their tradition, not their knowledge, not what they've worked in the Bible, and they think they're so smart. Some of it's good for knowledge. But let God bring those words out into lifetime, like he's doing right now, like I'm speaking. I'm just opening up. I'm not even sharing yet. And so let God speak. God is speaking now. So you either receive these words gladly, or you don't receive them. It's that simple. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they were saying, what do we do? And he was saying, people say, repent, change direction, stop doing the things you've been doing. Now you need to move this way. Repent, be baptized, be born again. He was bold. He wasn't worried about if they got offended or not. He was loving them. This is what you need to do. And it says, and they that gladly received his words continued steadfastly. What, continue sat there going, praise God, hallelujah, let's have another prayer session? No, they continued in the words, the practice of the things that were being encouraged. See, the things that you're getting on here, you can do. You can enjoy hearing them, but it's no good to you if you don't do it. You've got to be practical. You've got to be ready to do. Receive the word with meekness, retain it with conviction, then do it. And with all boldness, right? That's where the prophet's going to be. I don't care how many scriptures you know, how many Bible verses you know, and there's a lot of people on here with a lot of knowledge, but you need to be humble with God instead of thinking, well, I know this and I know that, and it's not like this, it's not like that. Well, what are you doing in your life? Where is your fruit? Where is your godly fruit? Where are all your followers? Where's all your fellowships, right? See, we're known by our fruit. And the way you get godly fruit is by doing the godly things. And it starts with honoring God. Then the speaking in tongues. Then the speaking by the Spirit. Connection is massive. That's the two big ones, I would personally say, when I look at all of this, practicing this. Connections, it tells a big story. Because if people are not connected, then something's going on. Well, connection isn't just ringing up. Connection is coming to learn as well as to give. You know, to give what God's doing in your heart, what God's doing in your life, you know, and then the minister is listening. And God could be showing the minister something that will help you or fine-tune you in the right direction. Like, because people are blasé with what they do. Oh, yeah, well, here's £50. I've honored God. No, you haven't. You've just given. There's no heart or thought behind what you've done. No, it's got to be God-led. It's blessed when it's God-led. Not what and being obedient to it. And God will challenge you when you're giving, too. No, I can easily give £50 or £100. But it's when it gets up there a little bit and God's saying, I want you to get this, Lawrence. And I'm thinking, why do I need to get, I get challenged myself, right? So when God's saying, give this amount, I'm thinking, my gosh, that's a lot. And I'm saying, okay, God, is that me or is that you? And I might hold on for a day or two just to make sure. But it's always the bigger amount for me when it comes to me personally, you know? That's me. I can only talk for me. Either he's multiplying that seed or he's not. Either he's telling the truth or he's not, right? So why are we shying away on these areas? That time we start to really believe God properly, you know, and put a bit of heart and love into what we're doing with God and mean it. Mean it. So when we speak in tongues, you know, we can speak in tongues like it's spiritually natural in us. Shalakalianda, kalianda, 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 kalianda. Is that a sound in brass or a timpani in the single? Or is it really with heart? You know, I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm doing it from my heart because I know I'm born again. I know I got eternal life. I know I'm speaking mysteries and divine things and all these things. I know I'm making intercession for things. I know I'm building up that Christ within me. That spirit man in me is getting big and strong and muscly. It's my spiritual workout for my inner man. Man, I know I'm doing many great things in there when I speak in tongues, right? And when I connect, I know I'm staying hot. I'm not getting hazy on the truth and thinking I know everything, but I forgot a few things in there. You know, I'm not getting hazy, just like a boxer when he trains. He's not forgetting to put his hand up, you know, because he's being reminded and he's training. And then it becomes natural and he's got his hand up there all the time where it needs to be. And he can do this and do that and duck and weave and all this type of stuff, right? There's a lot of things to do, right? But when you actually practice it and get in a rhythm of it, it becomes natural in you. So bang, you're there. Like, you know, Danny's on it now. If I told Danny to do some shadow boxing now, he'll be blown away with what he can do. You know, and he can do it now. So he still practices every day with that. Like he does his speaking in tongues and stuff like that, right? So it's good. He keeps himself hot on it. So we can keep ourselves hot. You shouldn't have to go to anyone to stay hot with God. You might struggle. You might have some challenges. Then you go, yeah, that's good. But really, you keep yourself in the love of God. You keep yourself nurtured up. You keep yourself strong, see? And, you know, you get on that that higher level vibration, not low level vibration. Get on my vibration now. You know, good, 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 good vibrations. Right? It is. Everything is energy. You know, we got the spiritual energy. And your words affecting the matter in your life. I'm affecting the matter in you right now through the words God's given me to speak. And it's challenging to some people, and that's good. You know, because we want laborers. The laborers won't be offended. The laborers will ask questions if there's any questions there, or they just get on and do it. So we don't have to spin our wheels anywhere. We're moving forward with momentum. See, we got momentum. We need to move forward with the momentum. Like a train, if the wheels go round, but it's still staying where it is, it's no good, is it? It's going to wear out. The metal is just going to do something, get too hot and expand or something, you know? It needs to get moving. It needs to go forward. And so that's what we're doing. We're going forward with God, being led by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. You know, God has been showing me to be bold and not hold back. Do it in love, which I'm doing, you know, because I'm energized by Him. It's not by me. And I had a dream about this last night. Not, you know, what I'm saying, but like about this heart and mind. If we're going to represent God and the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to be bold. In other words, no fit, not shout or raise your voice, but you've got to be clear. You've got to be concise. You've got to mean what you say and say what you mean. And you've got to do what you're saying, not just say it. Because we can all sound nice, but unless we're doing that, there's no substance or power behind what you're saying. So God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be practiced. And let's get on it right now. Let's be ready, fight ready. Like if Danny was to have a boxing match now, he wouldn't be ready. He'd have to train a little bit and get back in and get, you know, focused again. He'd have to have a few weeks of good training. We should be fight ready all the time, so we've got the Spirit of God. A laborer is a ready-to-go person. They're not even arguing. They'll eat this stuff up that I'm saying, a laborer. A laborer would eat these words like their milk and honey. Because that's what it is. It's the rhema words from God. But it's also scripture. It's also written what I'm saying. And so now let's get on these points. Let's do it with heart. Let's do it with love. Let's do it with excitement. Let's do it honestly. And let's stop pussyfooting around, really. Stop, get rid of the tradition out of your head. Father, get rid of the tradition. We don't want tradition in my head. I don't want someone's working of how I should give and shouldn't give in my head. You show me. You lead me by the Spirit. Now that person may have been good and had good intentions, but I want to move with you. And I want to be strong in you and in the power of your mind. I want to walk like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He wasn't beholden by anyone. And nor am I. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I really don't. I stand for God and the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of my ability. I'm not perfect, but I am faithful to my God, and my God's faithful to me. So that's what I'm going to share. I could go on and on and on, because there's so many great things to share right now. We've got to get out of this lukewarmness of Christmas and of the holidays. Yeah, it's all lovely. It's all nice family stuff, all cozy, rosy. But there's things going on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's get focused now. Let's really get moving for yourself, number one. And you go to God and you get God's opinions on things rather than somebody else's. You know, that's why we go to God. We say to people, you go to God about this. And if you still need further direction, come on back, because that's what we're here for. That's what a minister's job is supposed to do. Keep people on track instead of doing your own thing. You ain't supposed to do your own thing. Oh, it's grace. I don't need to go to you. I got a direct connection to my God. You've got a direct connection to God, but we got a body of Christ. That's why it's there. Read Ephesians chapter 4. The whole thing. One body, one Lord, one hope, one faith. And, you know, there's a godly order and structure to it without anybody being a lord over people. So I'm just giving you these things, you know, and we're worthy of double honor. Those that minister and labor in the word are worthy of double honor. And we're talking about honoring God there. You know, we're to fully share and we're to not withhold. You know, I can go to the scriptures and show you these things. You know, just read Galatians chapter 6. If you want to get on it properly, you want to see the fruit of your giving and the fruit of your labor with God, because we're to labor to enter into His rest. Some people are still doing these things and they're entering into God's rest while they're doing it, while they're learning. That's why I cease from your own work. Let God come through. See? So anyway, you guys are absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, there's new faces on here. I'm so blessed about it. That's my prayer. Dylan and John and Eustace. new faces. Who's admin? I don't know who admin is. And 191, I'm not too sure about it. I know Bambi's on there. Whoever you are, the new people on here, welcome. If you're serious with God, you're in the right place. If you want to move with God, you're in the right place. If you're ready to practice and do the things that will bring blessings to your life and bring the power of God into operation, stay coming. Stay listening. Be humble. Receive the words gladly. You're free to do what you want, by the way. But if you're serious, you need to be somewhere where you can be encouraged and where you can be provoked unto love and to good works, or excited unto love and to good works. And then you need to follow. You know, like I connect to Sangha in India. He's my minister. He's my leader, right? And then I go to him. And I'm just sharing what I do. I just say, yeah, I'm working with the wonderful people. They connect to me and they're doing really great. A lot of them are practicing. A lot of them are faithful. A lot of them need to be fine-tuned, blah. I don't mention names to anyone. And unless I want to mention a name to someone to get some advice or whatever, I might need to mention that. But we're not talking about anyone in a derogative way. It's always about how can I do things better. Oh, you're doing really great. Just continue to encourage the way you are, you know. That's the encouragement I get. Because I know I'm walking by the Spirit. I know I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm very confident in my leadership now. I wasn't before, but I am now. But I still stay humble. I still stay meek. I know I've got to have someone that's better than me. We all need someone that's better than us, you know, so that we can come up and then rise above also. So anyway, that's what's in my heart. That isn't my sharing. I've just opened up the meeting. And so I'm going to pray and then Kim's going to share. All right. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful fellowship tonight. I thank you for the way that you energize and the words that you give, the life-giving words, the words that are true, the words that are quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Father, the living rhema words from you, which cuts through bone and marrow, Father, and is a discerning of devil spirits and clears them out. I thank you, Father, that religion is also cleared out, that true godly clarity of thinking is there on the spiritual level. And that, Father, that comes from you and your word and your scriptures, also the written scriptures, God. Thank you for that logos. Thank you for the rhema, Father. Thank you for these wonderful people that are filled with your spirit, that you're enlightening the eyes of their understanding as they continue and pursue you and your son, Jesus Christ, and the truth, which will keep and make them free, Father, that we can get rid of any form of religion, because I smell it and I don't like it, God. So I just thank you for clearing out the tradition Christianity thinking, God, and that we can truly move powerfully like the first century church did, Father. They had none of that stuff there, God. They walked by your spirit and they were clean and they were hot and they were producing. They weren't just coming on fellowship. They were speaking thy word, and I will speak thy word, Father, and I do. And you always give me open doors, and I thank you for those open doors turning to be fruitful ones, God. But I thank you for the practice and the sowing of seed of those words in the meantime. For every person I've spoken to, Father, recently, that word is penetrating and working in their heart and life. So, Father, I just thank you for making us all fruitful and productive. I want to see, Father, that your word is spreading throughout wherever we live, that there's new fellowships rising up, new people coming to the fellowships, God, and an abundance for the whole ministry here, for all of us, so that we can do the things that you want us to do, that we can be those givers and be those blessings, and that we can go wherever you want us to go, because you are sending. And I know, Father, that you're also providing for those things. And, Father, we need more people on board. So, Father, you want all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We desire to see new people come and to be born again, to come from darkness.